Welcome to Love March 88 Revival Report. God is moving mightily by His Spirit to bring revival to our land. Christians are coming together in one accord to march on the city in order to tear down the strongholds and bring glory to God. Church leaders are now gathering together to be one voice and exhort Christians to stand strong together in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Love March 88, the Revival Report. If you've been watching in recent weeks, you have got to be a blessed person, as all the great revelation and men that love God are exhorting one another and exhorting you to be a part of Love March 88, where we're going to march on the city of Indianapolis, take the city for the kingdom of God, and stand as a body of Christ in one accord. We're going to get together. We're just a couple of days away now, and I hope that you've called in and got a t-shirt to wear this coming Saturday. I hope that you've been calling up other people. You've been meeting with other people and praying and fasting, because we are going to see a move of God in Indianapolis that's going to become known as the Great Indianapolis Revival. And I'm going to say what I'm thinking. I believe this is going to be greater than Azusa Street. And if you know anything about Azusa Street, it was great. And this is going to be greater, because God's doing greater things in the last days than He did in the former days. And so, brothers, I welcome you. We're a few days away from Love March 88, July 30th. We'll be meeting at the World War Memorial at 10:30, singing and praising God. The trumpet players are going to lead us down Meridian Street. We're going to gather at Monument Circle. We're going to shout the praises of God and pull the devil's stronghold down. Amen. Be a repentant bunch of people that love God and take it. Take it, hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Tom.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, even the street people were excited about this march. They're saying that they're going to march with us. I mean, I'm talking about the people you see on the sidewalks in the inner city of Indianapolis. They're going to be involved in this love march, too. So it's even affected them.
Amen. It's touching all different denominations. This isn't just, you know, my denomination I'm a part of, the Church of God, or the Assembly of God, or the Lutheran Church, or Presbyterian Church, or all the independent churches. This is the body coming together. We're coming together this coming Saturday as a body in one accord, letting the devil know we've had enough of his nonsense, and we're going to get it on and take care of it.
Our brotherhood is in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Brother Steve, you look like you're about to jump out there.
Well, I just believe this is an important thing that we're doing. Throughout the scriptures, it talks about when people come together in one accord, when they come together in unity, following the Lord's leading, that powerful things happen. And I believe that's going to happen. Remember when Jesus sent the apostles out two by two, and they came back and said, Lord, we saw this happening, we saw that happening, people getting healed, and people, all kinds of miracles taking place, and Jesus says, you haven't seen anything yet. I saw the enemy, the Satan himself, falling. And I think that's what we're about, bringing down the strongholds, tearing them down so that the people of God can be set free from the bondage they're in. Yeah. Scripture, one place else, talks to us about everything that's shakable is going to be shook up. And God's about that. He's about cleansing His church. He's about setting His people free from all the things that have been hanging on them and holding them back. And I see that as a part of this march that we're moving towards.
And He's doing that because of the repentance in our hearts.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Brother Doug.
And there are a lot of things that will be going on this Saturday. And I'm sure that, you know, you'll be tempted to do all kinds of things. But, you know, as Jesus said to Peter after he had done all kinds of things, such as go fishing, when he should have been waiting in the upper room, he said, do you love me more than these?
Amen.
Three times he said, do you love me more than these? And if we're going to register our attention upon Jesus, we need to do it in this march. And we want to see that revival take place here in Indianapolis. We know it's going to take place. And we need to be in one accord as we men are. And we desire for our parishes too and all of Indianapolis, Christians gathering together at that war memorial and marching.
It's important. Yes, it's important for us to realize that people have been meeting, having prayer meetings all over the place for revival. And I don't mean just since Love March 88 come about. I mean, there's been people back in the 60s and the 50s and whatever that have been praying for revival.
Yes.
I know that there's been some powerful prayer meetings going on in recent years among different Baptist groups, Pentecostal groups, Lutheran groups, Presbyterian groups, all different groups. Just some people, they didn't have just their group. They just all getting together praying. Why? Because they're hungry. They're thirsty. They are wanting God to move. They've brought themselves to a place that God bring revival. They have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and sought God, And now they've come to the place of repenting. They've come to that place of, okay, God, we've prayed. Now we give it to you. Now let's go flow with it. Let's go do it. And let's let God do it. Let's let God have his way and move. Jerry?
Amen. Yeah. You know, we've been talking in the last program, we were talking about repenting and repentance. That was a real strong thing. We talked about that it begins with the house of God. We was talking about that the pastors and the leaders have to accept the major blame, and we need to repent. And then our people be led into that. Well, there's a verse over in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. It says, if my people, not the heathen,
that's right,
but my people, the Christians, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Now, we've been talking about taking a day a week to fast and to pray and to be ready and believing God for the movement that's going to begin and take place. He says, if they'll pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal Indianapolis. And it doesn't say that, but that's you know,
well,
that's what we're needing,
good,
you see. And will heal their land. Well, Indianapolis is the home base of our land. And we believe that something special is going to happen starting here in Indianapolis.
Amen.
And spreading on out to our entire country and even to the world. Mm-hmm. But it begins with God's people, repentance, turning from their wicked ways. And that's what we're encouraging the people to, that, you know, we've been encouraging them over the past programs to be taking a day a week to fast with us and be involved in that. And so, and we've been doing that. And
Amen.
So we want to join together and repent so that God will hear. That's, a, you see, God needs to hear. We want him to hear and know that we're serious.
Amen.
And it's exciting.
Amen. You know, I think we need to emphasize the fact that in Joel chapter 2, it talked about consecrating the people, calling the people to fast. That was how Love March 88 was birthed. Mm-hmm. God told me in December of 87 to call my church to 10 days of prayer and fasting. During that fast is when the Lord gave me the vision of Love March and said, go do this. And it's amazing how everybody else, I mean, this isn't just me, it was God moving through the entire body as the vision was shared. People said, this is God, let's get involved in this. And it's just so many people have been working hard and praying and doing so many things. But it was in fasting, when we consecrated ourselves and gave ourselves to fasting, that we got our flesh under subjection. We got our differences laid down. We got our opinions laid down at the foot of the cross.
Amen.
And just got in tune with the Spirit of God, and then
Amen.
God
Amen.
Spoke.
Amen.
And I think that we need to encourage people this week, leading up to July 30th, the day of the march, to be fasting. They may not want to fast one day. Some may want to fast 2 days or 3 days. They may want to fast all week. But I think what's important is that we continue to encourage ministers and pastors to set the stage, to be the example that God in his word has called the ministers to be, the fivefold ministers, to be an example to the sheep, to the laity, to our church members, that we would set the example. And it was suggested by you, Brother Doug, something that I think is very important. I'd like for you to share that.
Well, as we came to agreement at that first session that we would covenant together to fast for a 24-hour period one time a week in prayer, in concerted effort of speaking to the Lord and letting him speak to us of what he wants to do with our great city. And we're trusting that that's going to take place. And we as the leaders have covenanted together to do that. And we're trusting that others will join us as we come right up to the march here this Saturday.
I feel right now that we need to do this and even ask other people to join with us that are watching the program right now to covenant themselves together with us. And could we just, right now, I know this wasn't planned, but could we right now just join our hands together
Amen.
As pastors, as church leaders, and I'm going to stretch across here. And Brother Doug, would you lead us in this prayer as we covenant
Hallelujah.
Ourselves together
Hallelujah.
For revival,
Amen.
To fast
Amen.
With us? Praise you, Jesus.
Father God, we just
God,
thank you for
Lord.
The opportunity you've given to our city to see revival take place and see those fires burn in our midst. And we covenant together as we gather here to seek your blessing upon our city and to seek your anointing for our city. And we desire to hear you speak to us. And we're coming together, covenanting together to fast and pray just that we might hear your word to us and see your word demonstrated in our city. And we just praise you and give you the glory and the honor. And in your precious son's name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And we don't want to overlook that one part in there. It says, and turn from their wicked ways.
Yes.
You see,
yes.
that's what's going to help us continue this. If we don't make ourselves be sure to turn from our wicked ways, Amen. We'll be back in the same rut again.
Well, you know, Brother Jerry, I've noticed, and I know all of us have, especially with the Mission on Wheels being out every day on the streets, Indianapolis over the years has went through a facelift. They're always improving everything, and right now downtown they're building everywhere. And man, one of the greatest improvements that could ever take place in the city of Indianapolis is the stronghold of the enemy to be pulled down. Glory to God, and revival fires burning in our city. Amen. You talk about a facelift. Man, this Saturday, Indianapolis is in for the greatest facelift they've ever received.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Jay, looking ahead to Saturday, we've talked about, you know, for weeks now, preparing. We've talked even today about the fasting and the praying and what that's going to do. But could we just look a moment now to Saturday, to that special day God's given us? And I'd like to share a verse of Scripture God's been working in my heart for some time. And it's probably well known by most of us from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Yes. This is what Saturday is all about. He says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." And that's what we're supposed to be doing Saturday. We've prayed, we've fasted, we've sought God. Now let's get up and shine like lights for Jesus.
Yeah.
Now look at the next verse here. It says, "See, darkness covers the earth, and the thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you."
Amen.
Man, when we get down into the darkness and the spiritual darkness of this city and we start shining like spiritual lights, we're not only going to be bright because we're light, but we're going to be brighter because of the darkness around us.
And
people are going to see that and say, "That's what I've been looking for."
Amen.
And that's what I've been wanting
to
see, is something with glory about it and something with power about it and something that'll shine and show them darkness is not normal. There is a light that can shine.
Right.
We're
Praise
that light God. Through Jesus Amen. Christ.
And when that light shines, darkness flees.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Kenneth Lee. What's your name?
Kevin Ferguson.
We've been together. We know each other. Hallelujah. Kevin Ferguson.
Every believer has a responsibility to do the works of Jesus. And I like what Luke 4:18 says. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He had anointed me Amen. To preach the gospel to the poor." That's an obligation. "He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted." That's your obligation. "To preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty to them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." That's a responsibility as believers in Christ Jesus to do that. And everybody can get involved doing this.
Amen.
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 Brother Paul.
Brother Jay, what I like about this whole business of us coming together from so many different denominations is there are no stars.
Amen.
The only star that's going to be exalted in this march is not the Assemblies of God or whoever, Presbyterian Lutheran. Jesus.
Amen.
Is the star.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
The head of the body is being allowed to be the head
That's
what we believe.
You know, Brother Jerry shared in our very first committee meeting, however many months ago it's been now, seems like it's been a long time, but it seems like we've been working at this a long time. It's not been a long time. But he shared about people coming in to agreement and how we're a lot like a tree with a lot of branches out on it. And he's a branch and I'm a branch and we're out here and we have to come back together and meet back here at the Y. And there's another branch over there that may have to come all the way back to the vine, to the main trunk. But we can keep coming back and working that together till we all get back to the vine. We know who the vine is.
Amen.
He's
yes.
Jesus.
Amen.
And we're working our way back to Jesus so we can really be the body of Christ
Amen.
In these last days.
That's right.
And when we become the body that God wants us to be, the glory is going to arise and shine,
Amen.
And the darkness is going to flee, and the people are going to just run. They're going to run into the churches where this light shines.
Jesus.
They're going to run. They can't wait to get to the altar down at that Presbyterian
Praise
church
Jesus.
Or the Assembly of God or the Lutheran or wherever.
Amen.
They want to come. They're going to see Christians out in the bus station and on the streets feeding the hungry. They're going to come running up there and going, "Hey, you got something, and I don't know what it is, but can I get it?"
Right.
You know? And you know, there's a story about Smith Wigglesworth one time
right.
sitting on a train, and if I'm not mistaken, it was a Catholic priest that was walking by him, and he had such glory upon himself, Brother Wigglesworth, that the Catholic priest turned around and fell on his knees and said, "My God, you convict me of my sins. Pray for me."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the man prayed, and he had sin in his life, and he repented right there and got prayed for. Brother Lynn?
It strikes me that there may be people who are watching even now who say, "But what is my great sin? Why should I get involved in this? And how is this city so bad? Why should this city be targeted to say, let's love march, let's have a love march. But I was reading in Ezekiel, the 16th chapter, because I was interested in finding out, well, just what was the great sin of the great city, Sodom? And we often think of homosexuality or something. But look at this, that was the sin. Ezekiel 16:49. This was the iniquity of Sodom: pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness in her and her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. They were haughty, committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good. Mm-hmm. Who does that fit? Mm-hmm. Christians and others alike.
Mm-hmm. Yes, especially in America. One of the things the Lord showed me back in the prayer and fasting time when the vision was brought forth by the Holy Spirit was, we talked in another program about the division and the competition, but the Lord let me know two other things that had worked in the body of Christ was a spirit of apathy and complacency. Just accept it as it is, lay back, it'll be okay. Well, the pastor will get it done, or will someone else get, you know, just lay back and don't be concerned about it. Just kind of close your eyes and hope it goes away. And that pride, that same act, we're fat, we've got all of ours, I'm eating good, you know, everything's all right, I just sit back and it doesn't make any difference. It'll happen to someone else, but it won't happen to me. We've said that, you know, and then when something hits home, we go, well, I always thought it would happen to someone else and not me.
And Paul targeted in Romans 1 exactly the end result. The end result was that you destroy yourself with fleshly lusts and so forth. But it starts out with not having a knowledge of God, nor keeping Him in mind and retaining that knowledge, Paul said. No praise of Him, no thanksgiving. So we've got a lot to, as Christians, we've got a lot as a church, each individual church member that might be watching even now, look and see, yes, this is me, this is my family, this is my church, this is my city. I need to do something about it.
Amen. Amen. People talk about how much they love our city. You know, I left the city of Indianapolis and I didn't have any love for it when I left. I was a backslidden young minister. I was called to preach in 72. I backslid, become a drug dealer in Indianapolis, carried a shotgun around in my car, and left the city and said I'd never come back here again. Mm-hmm. But after recommitting my life to Christ in 1978, after being a police officer in southern Indiana, I was a drug dealer here, I was a police officer down there. I recommitted my life to Jesus Christ. Jesus took the fear and the paranoia out of me, delivered me from the pot, the drugs, the alcohol, put a love back in my heart, renewed the calling of the ministry in my life and said, son, the calling's without repentance, it's still there. This time I answered it and went for it. And what I'm saying to you is this. God brought me back to a city that I said I'd never come back to. Because why? Because He wanted to do something in the city. He wanted me to come back. I now pastor a church, the very area where I used to sell drugs. But now there's people that have a love for the city. I love Indianapolis. I left it and hated it. But the city was not my problem. I was my problem. And Jesus took care of my problem. He took care of me. He redeemed me. He washed me. He cleansed me. And there's other people that need that washing and that cleansing, yes, that's going to get it.
Amen.
And what I'm saying is the people that say they love the city and they love the church and they love the brotherhood, they need to go march on this city this Amen. Coming Saturday.
Yes.
If they really love each other, if they love their families, there are moms and dads praying for their lost kids. There are kids praying for their alcoholic dad or their mother living in sin, and they're hurting. They need to go march on this city and realize that these strongholds are being brought down this Saturday.
Amen.
They need
Amen.
To come out. God's going to answer their prayers.
Amen.
God is going to do that. We have that confidence that God answers prayer.
Right. Brother Jay, it's evident that God expects us to do something, and it's important we move. This is an act of faith, and always the Lord calls on us to have an act of faith.
And the act of faith is this coming Saturday. We're going to meet at the War Memorial at 10:30 a.m. July 30th. We are asking you to join us there. Know that God wants to touch your life. He wants to minister to you this Saturday. He wants to have a revival in this city. Come and be a part. Dr. Jerry Landry is going to share something with you. We hope you'll watch and call us and join us this Saturday.
We are excited about Love March 88. We want you to get excited about it too.
You can be a part of it. In fact, you can help us with all the things that need to be done in preparation for it. We've designed a special T-shirt for Love March 88, and we'd like for you to get your own shirt so that you can come down and join with us to wear it when we all join together down at the Circle in Indianapolis. These shirts are available to you for a donation of $10 or more. If you would write to us at Word of Life Metro Church, 5815 East 42nd Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46226. If you'd write to us and send a donation, a love gift of $10 or more, we'll send you the shirt. Be sure and specify what size you desire. Our phone number is 545-4330. We want you to come together with us. You know, we're going to be joined together with a great celebration in central Indiana, right down in Indianapolis, and then we'll march down to the Circle. We want you to be a part, wearing your T-shirt to Love March 88.
Praise God. I'll tell you, after today's program, if you're not excited by now, I don't know that you can become excited, because we are excited. We folks are just a matter of a few days away from marching on the city of Indianapolis the way Joshua led Israel to march on Jericho. So we in Indianapolis are marching on Indianapolis to take this city for the kingdom of God. Walls are going to be pulled down and broken down and destroyed that has held back the church and held back this city in having revival. And we are praying and fasting, and I hope you're praying and fasting with us, but most of all, I hope you have it down that this coming Saturday, we're marching. We're going to meet at the World War Memorial this Saturday at 10:30 a.m., There's going to be a lot of people down there, a lot of pastors, a lot of Christians, and we're going to be having a pre-march rally at 10:30 a.m., and we're going to be singing, we're going to be sharing, we're going to be exhorting one another, but most of all, we're going to be praising the Lord Jesus Christ in this city. And then at 12 noon, the trumpet players are going to lead us out. We're marching down Meridian Street with the trumpet players leading the way. They're going to position themselves on the monument circle, up on the monument, and the Christians are going to gather around the circle, and then when they blow the trumpets in Indianapolis and sound that alarm, then we are going to begin to shout the praises of God in that city. Presbyterians, Lutherans, Assembly of God, Church of God, Baptist, and whoever else wants to join us, Catholics, just Christians of all different denominations, are coming together in one accord, and we're going to shout the praises of God, pull down the strongholds in this city, and then see a revival. People that you have prayed for and cried and wept before God for their soul, you've prayed that they would be saved and come to know Jesus Christ. Those people are going to be loosed from the powers of darkness and come to know Jesus Christ. Come down, and if you love the city and you love your friends and your neighbors and your family, come down, bring your children, march on the city of Indianapolis with us. We're going to have a pre-march rally on Wednesday night, July 27th at the Word of Life Metro Church at 5815 East 42nd Street. Ken and Bill Henderson, the Soldiers for Jesus, will be there. You might know them. They work with John Jacobs and the Power Team. Teresa Mendenhall, a lot of different pastors will be there as we just exhort one another. And then on July 28th and 29th, meetings that we had not planned, but Jan and Paul Crouch will be here with the TBN family, and they're having a big revival meeting at the Convention Center in downtown Indianapolis. R.W. Shambach will be there preaching, and others will be there like Rosie Greer and Meadowlark Lemon, just exhorting all of Indianapolis, all of Indiana, to go march on the city, because we're having a revival, and we want you to be a part of this. So join us on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and then on Saturday at 10:30 at the World War Memorial. Here's Teresa Mendenhall. We are one. We'll be right back.
Scatter and flee before us.